Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello, welcome to the Sunday music program on Voice of Mongolia in English. In this episode, we prepared a talk about the Hu band that creates art in several genres, such as folk rock and heavy metal. And we will give you joy through some amazing songs which were performed by the band. Stay with us. Music and melody are usually given big motivation and happiness to our hearts. This edition is exactly for you, who is always passionate about finding about new types of music and a new band. Are you ready for a new journey around the music of Hunnu rock? The Hu is a Mongolian folk rock and heavy metal band formed in 2016. The members of the Hu band consist of Gal Badrach, Nyam Jantsang, Inksaheng, and Timuleng. The role of every member, Gal Badrach is the lead throat singer and is responsible for Merunghor or horse-headed fiddle. Inksaheng is a throat singer. Nyam Jantsang is a master at jaw harp, Tsor and flute. But Timuleng is responsible for Tavshur. All four members have earned bachelor's or higher degrees in music and have several years of touring experience throughout Asia and Pacific Rim. The name of this band sounds the same with the pronunciation of the word Hu in English. Precisely, the name of this band consists of just two letters, including H and U. As for content, the band's name, the Hu, is the Mongolian root word for human beings. The band defines their style of music as Hunnu rock because they were inspired by the Hunnu, an ancient Mongolian empire, known as the Huns in Western culture. So that some of the band's lyrics include old Mongolian war cries and poetry. The Hu combines rock music with the traditional Mongolian instruments like the merunghor or horse-headed fiddle, tavshur or Mongolian guitar, tumurghor or jaw harp, guttural throat singing, and the bombastic bass and drums of rock. Their main goal is to incorporate as much of Mongolia's musical culture as they can into their rock style. Now, let's listen to a song named Sad But True.
Sad but true.
The band released a music video for their first single, The Great Chinggis Khan, in August in the same year, after the band released a lyric video for the third single, Shock Shock, in June 2019. Along with the above activities, they performed 23 concerts in 12 European countries in June and July of the same year. The Who band released its first album, named Greg, in September 2019. The album's title is The Greg, which is the term used as the first diplomatic passport by the Mongolian Empire during the time of Genghis Khan. The Greg was internationally released under the label of 117 Records. The album contains 9 songs, including viral hits Yue Yue Yu and Wolf Torem. The band embarked on their first North American tour from September to December 2019. In October of the same year, the band released a new version of Yue Yue Yu, featuring a new vocals by Danny Case of From Ashes to New. The legendary Mongolian leader is also mentioned in a line about how he was fated to bring nations together in the first song, Yue Yue Yu. Meanwhile, their song Black Thunder was featured in a video game Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order in November of the same year. It's one kind of possibility to find out fame in another universe. Lead singer Galbatrak said that we became a part of this universe is just unbelievable. By the way, the song was created for use in a game and can be heard when players first meet the main character. In December 2019, the band released a remix of Wolf Torem featuring Pape Roach-led vocalist Jacoby Shaddix. This version was for the horror film The Retaliators. Now, please enjoy a song named Yue Yue Yu.
world had a picture when you were you were you.
Let's have a look at some of the art success of this band. In November 2019, the Who band was awarded the highest state award for Mongolia, the Order of Genghis Khan, for promoting Mongolian culture around the world. In December 2020, the band released a cover version of Metallica's Sad But True. Last year, The Who was selected as one of 53 artists to participate in Metallica's 30th anniversary album, the Metallica Blacklist. For the album, The Who provided a cover of Through the Never, and the album was released in October this year, although The Who's version of Through the Never was published on Apple Music and Spotify in September this year. The Who's first two videos were absolute explosive, and the band's members sing in a guttural way known as throat singing, like 80s heavy metal bands. Their first two videos on YouTube, released in late 2018, Yue Yue Yu and Wolf Torem, had together gained over 100 million views by February 2021. Furthermore, in April 2019, Wolf Torem reached number one in Billboard's Hard Rock Digital Song Sales, making The Who the first Mongolian musical act to top a Billboard chart. In addition, Yue Yue Yu reached number seven on the same chart, while Wolf Torem debuted at number 22 on Billboard's Hot Rock Songs chart. The Who band didn't focus on the only music industry, but also targeted to donate its profit of the album to various charities. With their sincere passion, The Who chose to donate all of the profits from their songs to the Giving Day Charity Fund. Now let's experience a song named Wolf Torem. Thank you. In September and October this year, the band returned to North America for the Hung Tour, which was their first live performance since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Featuring a mix of songs from the Greg and their unreleased new studio album. The explosive reaction to the Who resulted in a number of features about the band in international media such as NPR, ET India Times, Playboy Mexico, Jack Canal Plus FR, Hong Kong O1, DW News Germany, and others. Their combination of leather jackets and skull rings alongside intricately carved Mongolian horse-headed fiddles inspired enthusiastic comments from both Western and Eastern audiences. The Who is a band from Mongolia that blends heavy metal and traditional Mongolian throat singing, and they've been a huge influence and inspiration for not only the public, but also music fans and musicians. Moreover, the Who band targeted to share every aspect of Mongolian culture and lifestyle via their creation and not only play Mongolian music.
Sing!
All right, I'd like to finish the episode with this beautiful song by the band. In today's Sunday music program, you've heard a story about the Who band, the well-known band of Mongolia. Hope you enjoyed the episode and goodbye until we meet again.
Дүлдің күйдің жектірілдің ек сонырды соң.